This week, Americans paid tribute to the men and women who served our country. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and we spoke to Iraq War veteran John Jones about the sacrifices that he's made.
I did this job for a certain reason. I did it for the guy to the left and to the right of me, which if you talk to most veterans, that's what they did it for. Having those guys with you, you know, that you bled with and that you sweated with, that's where it came down to, is their safety and their, you know, what was best for them at the time. If you don't talk about it, then it sets inside of you and festers. You need to talk about what you did and how, what experiences you had. I had some great experiences and I had some pretty bad experiences too, so it's all who I am.
Obviously, when we still have one war that we're, one official war that we are engaged in Afghanistan, the concerns of our veterans and how we take care of them and how we talk about them is no matter whether it's Veterans Day or not, still pretty important.
Right. No one's talking about Walter Reed. Remember the huge story?
The VA
Washington
hospital
Post?
In Washington.
Absolutely. No one talks about the Buffalo Soldiers as well, the contribution of so many African-American men and women.
Well, here is one thing that a lot of people are talking about.
This is Jeffrey from Michigan. My sympathy goes out to all the veterans that were booted out of the military for being gay. Good luck getting a job with a less than honorable discharge. Even a dishonorable discharge strips you of your constitutional right to bear arms.
Clearly a veteran's problem, which is influencing the political conversation. And then, of course, there's the personal toll of war that both veterans and their families deal with.
My name is Kathy. I'm calling from Michigan. I'd like to remember my uncle, Ron. He was lost in World War II. He served as an airplane mechanic aboard the baby aircraft carrier, the USS Liscombe. The Liscombe was struck by a Japanese torpedo. It sunk very, very quickly. Uncle Ron, I love you.
And this from a listener in Michigan.
Hi, this is Chris, White Lake, Michigan. A dear friend of mine by the name of Dennis Lesniak passed away this year. He was a fine Marine. He went on to be a chaplain at one of the local posts here in southwest Detroit. I'd just like to say that every year, every Veterans Day, he came to my office and he'd always walk in, salute me, and say, Semper Fi. And I'm going to miss him today. So to the rest of yous out there, in every branch of the service, Semper Fi.
Whether it's Veterans Day or not, any day is a good day to remember our veterans. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.